The General Services Administration is muscling contractors out of the federal marketplace. That's according to Roger Waldron, president of the Coalition for Government Procurement. Roger writes, GSA will use a string of new contracts for office supplies as a form of supplier suppression. Roger, it's great to have you on the program. That's pretty strong stuff, and we have a link to your blog post at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon. The Office Supplies 3 is causing a lot of consternation in the contracting community. What is it about it that concerns you the most?
Well, it goes back to what you just mentioned, and I would actually, Francis, the term supplier suppression is used by GSA with regard to description of the strategic sourcing initiatives, and it really is about reducing the supplier base and focusing on a smaller set of contracts. That's what OS3 results in. That's what OS2 resulted in. A small set of contracts, an attempt to leverage overall government requirements for office supplies, and so attempting to drive savings, and also at the same time reducing the number of contractors the government has to deal with. That appears to be the strategy.
You wrote, GSA chose not to use Schedule 75 as a platform for establishing a set of FSSI, Federal Strategic Sourcing Initiative, office supply blanket purchase agreements. GSA cited the prior closure of the schedule to new offers as a primary reason for not using Schedule 75. The way you write in this piece, it sounds like you're not convinced that was a real wise idea.
No, it's kind of it's like in the realm of you can't make these things up, and GSA back several years ago closed Schedule 75 to new offers because it believed that it had too many contractors under Schedule 75, and then it did at the same time it used Schedule 75 for the Office Supply Strategic Sourcing Initiatives, but when it came time to do the third generation. GSA claim, one of the rationale it was provided is that because they had closed the schedules, those companies who were not on schedule wouldn't have an opportunity to compete. So as a result, they chose to create a new contract vehicle because they didn't have enough contractors on the GSA schedule. So it's a 180 degree change in position over the course of 2 or 3 years. It's kind of interesting.
So I'm asking this as a genuine curiosity question and not a I'm trying to poke my finger in your eye question, Roger.
Oh, sure.
Do we have a sense that a smaller number of contractors on the OS3 will affect the contractor base overall, or are they just eliminating a lot of companies that either do very little or no business with the government already and just kind of cleaning things up? Do we know that?
That's a fair question, Francis, and I guess the way I answer that is that I think, there are companies who are winners on the GSA schedules, but there were, probably 10 times more, if not contractors, than the 20 or 21 that are currently on the OS3 contracts who are able to actually compete for requirements for agency requirements for office supplies. And it actually goes to a bigger issue that I think you're sort of poking at, but I think I can get you there. And that is, one of the big things about this government-wide contract vehicle is it creates these vehicles, but now they're actually going to have task order competitions under this new IDIQ contract amongst those 20 contractors. They could have done the very same thing under the GSA schedules and had those task order competitions for agency-specific requirements. And you get better pricing, quite frankly, when an agency is able to define its specific requirements, it knows its funding pattern, it knows when it wants to buy office supplies, and the contractors can craft specific solutions with, frankly, lower pricing overall for those specific requirements, rather than now they're going to have to actually compete for the orders once again under the IDIQ. So they've basically created contract duplication. They're creating a contract program that duplicates what's already on the schedules, But in this case, they're limiting it to a smaller number of companies, which I, you know, I believe in competition. I believe in open access to the commercial marketplace. And this IDIQ is actually going to restrict the ability for commercial firms to enter the marketplace for office supplies. And people talk about innovation, but I can tell you that, you know, in talking to office supply companies, they will actually craft solutions, and it's all about customer service as well as providing the product and how you provide that and understanding those needs and being able to meet requirements quickly and in the right locations. So there's a best value aspect of it that's getting lost here, and there's detachment between the customer and the contractors through this major sort of lowest common denominator contract that, frankly, will result in task order competitions in any event.
My colleague Jason Miller, Roger, writes about this in a piece on federalnewsradio.com. The headline is "New Protests Further Delay GSA's Office Supplies 3 Contract." And he got an email statement from GSA about this where they said, "During the stay, we advise federal customers to fulfill their current needs through GSA's multiple award schedule 75, as we've talked about, or through global supply via GSA Advantage." And Jason and I then proceeded to have a pretty lively conversation after the show ended about if that's the case. And you know, I'm probably throwing your red meat here, Roger. What if we've already got two ways for agencies to get office supplies? What's this for? And what's the benefit to the agency? And then what's the benefit to the contracting base to having a separate, a whole nother office supply set up?
That's a very good question. I think it's a, if I'm going to put myself in the government's shoes.
Sure.
They believe that this vehicle somehow leverages government-wide requirements and drives down the pricing and provides a limited number of companies from which the customer agencies can compete. But to your point, in my view, it duplicates the GSA schedules already, and agencies are going to have to compete their orders under the IDIQ, just like they would have to compete orders under the GSA schedules program. And I would submit you probably get the same result, because at the bottom line is, at the time of the competition, when there's a specific requirement, that contractor will provide, you know, its best price at that point in time in the market. And that can change regardless of setting up this new strategic sourcing vehicle. The market drives and the requirement drives pricing, not some sort of overarching contract that frankly doesn't have any commitment. And, you know, finally, you know, we have submitted a FOIA to GSA under this, asking for the cost savings. There's a lot of cost savings touted, you know, I think $370 million. How is that cost savings derived? What was the formula? What was the analysis? And we submitted that for you back in February, and we still haven't gotten a response from GSA with the documents responsive that explain or quantify how they arrived at the savings that they're now claiming. I think that's an important part of the conversation. You know, I think the long run, the current approach in the long run is actually going to reduce the supply chain, hurt small businesses, create barriers of entry, and increase prices, you know, for what appears to be a short-term game in terms of lower prices under this contract. But the real test is, what are those savings and how are they derived compared to the marketplace at large?
Roger Waldron's president of the Coalition for Government Procurement, writing about the OS3 contract on the Coalition for Government Procurement blog, Far and Beyond, and you can find a link to that at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon. Roger, we've already seen 7 protests on OS3. One of the office supplies companies, GSA, has already dismissed that protest. 6 of them still in process. This could go until December, Jason right. writes, and it's entirely possible somebody else could come along between now and then, right? I mean, we may
That's
not
true,
actually
yeah.
see OS3 happen anytime soon. Is that fair to say?
That's until the performance on the contracts are suspended until the protests are resolved. So you are talking December, and it's a good thing GSA still has this Schedule 75 for office supplies in place, so agencies can you know, quickly compete orders, especially at the end of the fiscal year, and obtain savings and access to the commercial marketplace. And, you know, that, I mean, you have that base, that underlying base. And again, it's just an example that this new contract duplicates what's already in place.